of the Yerushalmi, responding to another Babli, Daf Mem Hei, we begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah at Halacha Zayin. The Glachas at Tahara, Ketzad, Hay Mevi Sholish Behemoth, Chatas, Oila, Yerushalmin. Mishnah says upon finishing Nazirus in Tahara, another brings three animals, a Chatas, an Oila, and a Shlomin. Shechet is a Shlomin, Maglech Aleihem, the Rabbi Yehuda says that he stood to the shlom and shave on it means after it's shvita. Rav Lazarime lehaya megalech ela al hachatas shehachatas koydemes b'chol mokim. Rav Lazar says that he shaves only on the chatas, so the chatas is always first. Ve'im gilech al achas mishloshtam yotze. If he shaved on any of the three, he was yotze. The Gemara says of Yeshua ben Levi omar v'sa'il yaseh v'goyme matam v'leme yaseh hiktim v'yimaseh. The Gemara brings from Rishu ben Levi that Rav Yehuda learns from the Pasuk B'midbar Vav, Pasuk Yud Zayin, and he will perform the service of the Ayel of the Ram. Why did it say Ya'aseh? It shows that its action means the Shechita is earlier, even though the previous Pasuk discusses offering the Chatas and the Oila. Esiv Rishin Na'koim Rishimana, V'haksiv Asa Koyin Es Minchasei V'es Nistoi, Me'ata va'asa hikdim b'imasa. Rechina asked Rimana what it says, and the Kohen will perform his mincha and its libation. If so, would he say that its action is earlier? My kadoin, what's the conclusion? Asir rechina b'shem Rishu ben Levi, she'im gilach al achas mishloshtam yotza. And so rechina came and said to Rishu ben Levi that we'd expounded only if he shaved on any of the three, he was Yotze. But even though Shlom is written last, Yas, the teacher, that if he shaved on it, he was Yotze. Zira bar koimi rabbi mana, man tana kalachatoyf shivatoyra koidmeis la shamois rabblaza. Zira asked rabbi mana, who taught the Mishnah that uchatoyf and the Torah precede la shamois? Is it rabblaza? The reason is because chatas is more kaddish. It seems that Yehuda disagrees, at least according to the initial understanding of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Amar divya kolhi kolachatoyis shabatayra koidmeis la'ashamayis. Mana answered that, notice, like everyone, all chatoyis in the Torah precede ashamayis. Rabbi Yehuda expounds here, ya'aseh, but he agrees that chatas is more kaddish than asham and precedes it. We come now to the next Mishnah, that's halacha ches. Shimon Gamliel oimer, Hevi Sholish Behemoth Lepirish or Uyel Hatas Tikarev Hatas Leitikar Oyla Lesham Tikar Shlam. Shimon Gamliel says that if he brought three animals and didn't specify, one kosher for the Chatas, which is the female lamb, is offered for the Chatas. The male lamb will be the Oyla and the ram will be the Shlam. Hayon Neitel Sa'arush Nizoi Meshalech Tachas Adud Vim Gilech B'medina Meshalech Tachas Adud. He takes the shaven hair and casts it under the pot. He shaves outside the Migdash, he casts under the pot. Redu amurim b'tiglachas ha-tahara, or b'tiglachas ha-tuma, lo haya m'shalech tachas ha-dud. This applies when a tahor nozi shaves, but when a tommy nozi shaves, he does not cast the hair under the pot. Me'oim ha-kol m'shalchim tachas ha-dud, chutz min ha-tommy, shim medina levad. The mayor says that all cast the hair under the pot, except for a tommy nozi who shaved, Medina, which is outside the Mikdash. The Gemara says, "Having by Meima, which is a Purish, have a Sich Beisa, a Purish." The Gemara says, "We assume that he did not specify in the Mikdash, but if he specified in his house, so rather he specified in his house. If not, the animals are Stumois, I mean, and he'd therefore be able to change them." Omen, Afilu Sich Beisa, a Purish, Lama Behema, Ein Alea Halachis Stumois Vetchila. The one rejects it and says, even if he did not specify in his house, and if he cannot change them, so what is the reason? The law of stumos does not apply to an animal. At the beginning, when he was maktashit directly, it applies only at the end, if he profaned mice stumim on an animal. Rabbi Yosi Babun, Hashem Rav, Tov Lai Baroitev, Ma'atayim Benosna La'ish, Af HaZevach Yehei Ba'ish. Rishi Rabun, quoting Rav, said that he dips his hair in the water in which the Shlomim is cooking. What's the source for this? The Pasuk says, and he will put it upon the fire Shetachas Zevach Hashlomim, under the Korban Shlomim, and we learn from there also the Zevach will be on the side, means Tzam is absorbed in the hair. Tani Hakom Shalchim Tachas Adud, which means Tamei Shebegvulim. The Vaisa says all pass the hair under the pot, except for a Tamei Begvulim, is outside the Beis HaMikdash, his hair is buried. Hatomei Shebamikdash Tachas Adud Shal Asham Mevi Tivri Rebi Meir. Meir says that a Tamei in the Mikdash brings the hair under the pot of the Asham because he does not bring a Shlomim. Vida says that a Tor, so also means in the Mikdash or Begvulim, brings the hair under the pot. A Tamei in the Mikdash or Begvulim does not bring. Chachamim say that a Tamei even in the Mikdash and a Tor Begvulim don't bring, the only one who brings it is a Tor who shaves Pesach Oyel Moed. Once he brings only if he is proper means Tahor and near means in Yerushalayim. Whereas the Meir says that he brings if he's proper, which is Tahor, even if he is not near, and if he's near, even if he's not proper.